You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And a good morning once again. After an amazing weekend, one that I want to forget forever. I know you do as well, you know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. If I could only wipe it out of my memory banks, I would, yes.
Now, what are we doing with snow in November? I mean, what's that story all about there, Gordy? You're a weatherman. You're a former weather guy. You know all about this.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about it. I try to not pay any attention to any weather forecast ever because people ask me all the time. And I say, I don't know. Just what, you know, it's on your phone. Everybody's got a phone, right?
Everybody asks you.
Phone took over all the jobs of the weather people.
Gordy, they trust you.
Oh,
they want to trust somebody. Sure. They can't trust the phone.
Well, yeah.
What kind of society do you think we have? People trusting in an inanimate object? Come on, man. Get it together.
Okay. Do we have a society anymore?
We do. No, we don't. I think you're right. We dissolve that.
Happy December. Hey, it's Monday. John and Gordy back in the mornings again for today.
Yeah.
And
here we are.
It's cold out there this morning. We're at 10 degrees. Why don't you check your WMDX Samsung watch? Do you have it handy? Is it near your wrist? It is.
Yes.
I see it there now.
So what would you like to
know? Well, I'm saying it's 10 degrees, but the other reports are saying it's even colder out there.
Oh,
so
really?
I want to make sure to get the accurate temperature so we can project
it. Well, it's about 14 degrees, according to the official Samsung weather watch.
Okay.
And it feels like 14.
Okay.
And high today of 27.
All right.
And low tonight of 14 again.
Mid-20s, and we might get a little bit of light snow later on today, maybe another inch or so.
No.
And then some more later Tuesday going into Wednesday, more snow.
Where the hell did you get the possibility
more
of
snow
again?
It's winter, man.
Right.
What? And I think
yeah.
I could be wrong about this, but I think today is the shortest day of the year.
Oh.
Let me check.
Yeah, could you check on that, Dominic Lee, our producer, in the mornings here? And he had an interesting Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We'll tell you about that in a moment.
Okay, snow around, it's expected to start picking up at about 11 a.m. and increase to about 45% chance. That's something. And afternoon.
Not a lot of accumulation, though, I don't think. I mean, unless you're
there's nothing on here about accumulating.
Okay.
They said the shortest day is the winter solstice, which is December 21st. December 21st.
I must have been hallucinating or dreaming.
You're right. Accumulation up to 1 inch.
All right.
Yeah. Good. So not too bad. You know, if 1 inch is like what happened over the weekend, then I'm not very happy about the whole idea. Look,
I think had about 10.1 inches, something like that. Somewhere in that neighborhood, but they had there were some places got even more than that.
I saw a chart, of the accumulations around the area,
right?
And I saw 12.4 inches.
Okay.
So, and that was right at the area of Madison.
Well, it's very possible.
My wife measured about 11 inches.
Okay. So there you go. There's a lot of it out there,
and
it's going to stay there for a while because
of course it is.
Just cold, and
it's gonna just embed
just
in,
pile
freeze.
Up,
that's
freeze,
it.
Chunks of ice and stuff all over the place. Hey, we have an early morning phone call from Matt in Middleton. Should we check in with Matt?
Oh, why not?
Morning.
Matt,
hey, Matt.
Happy December.
Good
How
morning,
was your Thanksgiving?
this weather blows.
Yeah, I know. I tried blowing it, and it didn't work.
No. And I just wanted to talk about my job. You know, they had us out Saturday delivering mail and packages.
Oh,
and
boy.
I just have to question the thought process of these companies because it's really quite stupid.
Yes.
Right.
You know, when I moved back to Wisconsin, my father made me get winter tires. And ever since I did that, I see the clear difference in how much safer it is.
Mm-hmm.
But these companies preach safety to us all the time, and then they give us two-wheel drive vans that are awful, and you're getting stuck and having possible accidents every half hour as the snow gets deeper, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there, and I talked to a FedEx guy. They called the Amazon people back at like 3 o'clock or something, but yet we're out past 5.
Yeah.
And instead of investing in actual safety, which is chains or snow tires or something, they'd rather pay the insurance on whatever accident happens or whatever person gets killed, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And that's capitalism, and I can't stand it. And that's my rant.
works for me, man.
I'd feel safer on a sled being tugged by dogs.
Well, maybe that'll be the way they deliver the mail in the future. But
we might need it this winter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I know.
Man, I'm glad you were able to stay safe through
all
that. Yeah,
it's crazy to even think that you'd be out on Saturday. Jeez.
Thanks for that call, man. Right, yeah, man. That's crazy.
Well, that happened to me over the weekend. I have a pretty crazy story. I was going on Saturday morning to my girlfriend's house, Chicago to West Bend, and I spun out, did a full 360 on the expressway.
How fast were you going?
I was going about 60. So it was still fast. It was a little fast for snow, but still. And
no, that's really fast doing
spinning out 60 miles
spinning
an hour.
At 60 miles per hour.
I was and I ran into the barrier. I hit the barrier and got a flat tire, so I was stuck on the expressway.
Oh,
it was really bad.
Oh no.
Yep. Yep.
So who came out to help you?
I had to call AAA because I didn't have all the parts. I didn't even have a jack. So.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Were you in a lane where people had to go around you, or were you off the side there?
I mean, I was in a lane where people did have to go around me, but luckily no one was out. I mean, there was no one there, so I didn't have – that was not an issue, luckily, but, I mean, it was still terrifying. It was terrifying. Yes.
That is. Wow. That is really awful.
Man.
So I missed a little bit of my girlfriend's Thanksgiving dinner. Sorry, guys.
I suppose they didn't forgive you either.
Yeah, maybe not.
So your car is damaged too?
Car is damaged as well, but luckily I got all new tires yesterday. All new tires. So exactly what Matt was saying. I got good tires, good traction.
Good.
So.
Which side of your car hit the guardrail?
It was the back passenger side of the car.
Oh, okay.
So didn't I wasn't hurt, but. It was still pretty scary.
You got some damage that has to be repaired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This week I got to go in. So,
That's sad.
Yeah, it's too bad. Wow. Well, that's a horror story right there.
That was my fun.
Yeah, I'm going to ask anyone out there. I know this is really early in the morning to even come up with a question, but maybe you can give me a tip on buying a new snowblower, okay?
Didn't you just get one?
Something that's more effective in the snow that we had over the weekend. Please, all I'm doing right now is just looking for a snowblower that works in the kind of snow that we had, especially like, clearing out yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, we had all the snow overnight and then boom, I couldn't blow all this snow. I took half of it off before Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday night, and that was good. It just worked perfectly. And then it got heavy, and it became wet.
Oh yeah.
And then I ended up pushing the snow more than blowing it.
Mm.
So I don't want to push snow. I want it to blow. And I'm tired of this crap. I've made excuses for that snowblower for at least 4 or 5 years. Every year I say, well, this year we'll probably not have wet snow. And that has not happened. Every year the snow gets wetter and wetter and heavier, and it's not working. I'm tired of this. Anybody have any kind of snowblower, more recent snowblower, because I want to get a new one.
Yeah.
Let me know,
Why don't you get one of those little snow plow things that you see on the sidewalks there with it's kind of enclosed. You got
No.
How many driveways are you doing? Like 3 or 4 driveways around your house.
You
do the neighbors, you're nice to your neighbors, you help them out, right?
Well, the city said they couldn't make a court out of the driveway that we have because of the entrance.
Really?
Yeah, it's too narrow. Oh, so sad. They said, no, we can't make a court out of it where they could plow it themselves.
Ah.
So it's that size. It's almost a court and not quite. And I had to do the whole driveway and the sidewalk and in front of my house, which is huge and long. It's a public sidewalk.
Right.
And, you know, in front of my neighbor's house as well because I help everybody out.
Yeah.
And that thing was just a damn nightmare. And then my son had to go across the street because the woman over there could not get out of her driveway.
Oh, no.
She didn't have anybody to plow it, so she asked us to help her out.
Yeah.
So I had my son go over there and do it. Yeah. But, I mean, seriously, the thing is, when you look at these snowblowers, they have very serrated edges on the rotating blades.
Okay.
Mine don't exactly have a very serrated edge. Mm. There is something there, but not like they make them today. I'm thinking that has a lot to do with it. I could be wrong.
How old is your snowblower?
Oh, man, it's about 10 years old.
Okay.
But it's a Troy built, and it's got this extra blade in front. Now, a lot of people don't know. It's like a three-stage. It's got a blade that faces flatly. Faces the front, and it blows all the snow into the impellers, and then the impellers, you know, shoot it out of the chute.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't think that's working very well. It looked like a good idea. It looked like it could really go through the snow, and it's not doing that for me. So I'm done. I'm done. I've kept my fingers crossed for no wet snow for the last 3 or 4 years, and I am done with this stuff.
How about a flamethrower? Would that work? Just get the flames.
Oh, yeah.
Fire that up and just blast away.
Well, that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you looking into that.
I might take into that into consideration. I have mice, you know, too, and they appear under the sink every once in a while.
Are they still there?
Yeah. Yeah. I capture them live and put them out into the field to freeze to death. My humane way of dealing with mice.
Yeah, what are you going to do now that we've got all this
13
snow?
13 degrees and
take them across the street into the field? Or?
I do.
Yeah?
Yep.
Just throw them in the snow?
I do.
When was the last time you got one? Was it recently?
This morning, about 45 minutes ago.
Wow.
It happens at all times of the day. I tell you, my wife and I I think that's our new life, you know, like saving mice.
That's sad. Okay. Well, we got a lot of things going on this week. You know, we have Giving Tuesday is tomorrow, December 2nd. Mm-hmm. You'll hear a lot about that over today and tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Pete Schwabe will be showing his movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, Thursday night at Atwood Music Hall. We've got Steve Cochran this morning. We're going to talk to him from Chicago, find out the latest there in our 7 o'clock hour. And Pam Yonke right around the corner, right, with the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Fabulous Farm Babe coming up next. It's all happening on this Monday edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
I can't wait.
Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, yeah. It was a winter a go-go this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo!
Looks like winter out there morning, too. Happy December.
WMPX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. We'll be back again this afternoon as well.
Mm-hmm. 2 to 5.
Yeah. But right now,
yes,
our very special guest, Pam Yonke, is with us.
Good morning, Pam.
Oh, it looked like Pam got bounced out.
What?
Oh, hold on. She's coming back in.
Okay.
Give it a second.
All right. Please stand by.
Hello, Pam?
Yep.
There she is.
So much for technology. Here I'm trying to show off. I thought I was going to try something new today, and it's beating me. Yeah. It is kind of like your snowblower. It is working against me. Technology is working against me today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Well, we've got to work through it somehow. Yeah, I mean, we talked just fine during the break. Oh, well. All right. Well, okay, let's talk about the hemp industry being threatened by what happened in the big bad bill and everything else. And plus, you know, everything is going wrong as far as that is concerned. And they're blaming the individuals who make hemp and make hemp products for trying to get around the law, when I just think it's just entrepreneurship, basically.
Right. And, you know, that's just it. I was visiting with the president of the Wisconsin Hemp Farmers and Manufacturers Association. You got to remember, a lot of these people have put a lot of time, sweat and energy trying to restart an industry that Wisconsin dominated back in the 1930s when hemp was being used still in the manufacturing of rope. Now they've invested in infrastructure. They've invested in acres. If you're going to grow hemp in Wisconsin, it is not a cheap undertaking. Just the seed alone is very expensive. Then you have to make sure that you're basically putting a fence around it to make sure that it's not destroyed by livestock, but more importantly, that it can be monitored as far as the level of THC in the plant. So there's a lot of investment. And then there's a lot of storefronts that have been created for the byproducts. Maybe it's the grains, maybe it's the oils, maybe it's some of the edibles. And that's really what's at risk. So later today, I'm going to find out. I understand that legislation is being pulled together by Wisconsin Senator Pat Testin, who is the chair of the Agriculture and Tourism Committee. And he's trying to do what he can to protect Wisconsin's hemp industry from the federal level enforcement of basically taking the industry away. How this all got started, according to my sources, were Mitch McConnell had a check written to him that basically helped escort in the demise of the hemp industry through the Big Beautiful. So a lot of different things that were going on in the background that nobody was even aware of because things were moving so fast, and then the federal government shut down. So I'm trying to do a little deeper dive into what's been happening as far as this, you know, how can this happen? And it's not just Wisconsin. It's the hemp industry across the United States that is swirling the drain hole right now and could potentially go down. The other thing that we have to remember is that we've got to get some action on this pretty quickly. If a Wisconsin hemp grower wants to proceed with the 2026 growing season, they've got to make that decision in the next 4 months. Now, the enforcement of the hemp going away doesn't kick in for a year. But again, like I've been discussing with the farmers, they've got to make planting decisions this spring. Some of them were going to be expanding acres because demand has been up. Others were looking at new sites as far as different varieties and that. So they've got to make those decisions literally right now, and they need a little assurance. We're hearing from states like Ohio that their state legislature is already trying to craft workarounds to basically say that may be on the books, but we're not going to enforce it in the state. And I'm kind of waiting to see what Pat Testin is thinking about as far as Wisconsin's version of trying to keep that industry in place. But yeah, it was a big surprise to hemp producers and hemp manufacturers that this made it in. But like I said, it was one of those backdoor deals out in Washington, D.C. that happened while everybody was focused on Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, SNAP, et cetera. It kind of, I don't want to say took our eye off the ball, but didn't even know it was part of the conversation.
Well, I'll
have more.
It was such a huge piece of legislation that should have been debated.
Yeah.
You know, should have been talked about. My God, it was just outrageous. And I guess the only real way to get around it, I guess, is to legalize marijuana. I think that's
that's where we get into problems. Mm. Marijuana is a cousin of hemp. It is not hemp.
Right.
Hemp is something that you can still find in ditches around Wisconsin because when we grew it back in the 30s, it basically went wild. So you'll see hemp. That is where we have to define. Hemp is non-THC, non-hallucinogenic, if you will. Cannabis, its cousin, is the one you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just making suggestions. That's all. let's just make it legal. Okay. You know, I'm pushing drugs here on the show.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about high fructose corn sugar. That is huge. And, you know, I've been taking my kids off of it, buying less product, fewer products rather, with high fructose corn sugar. And what are we looking at on that now with the MAHA movement out there?
Yeah. We can, and we'll be talking about this more, but when I was at my Farm Broadcasters Convention, I caught up with the Corn Refineries Association, and they're the ones, obviously, that help to promote high fructose corn syrup, and they are very much, they question very much the statements that the MAHA movement is making about high fructose corn syrup. But to your point, John, I understand where people are saying, hey, I'm not going to drink that pop because it's got high fructose corn syrup.
Exactly.
Or maybe you read the labels a little close, but you might be surprised to know what it does. For example, it helps brown baked foods.
Oh.
It also contributes to the bulk or volume on ice cream, baked goods, preserves, jams. It takes some of that harsh, nasty taste out of some of the non-sweet foods, even like your salad that might have vinaigrette on it. You'll find some high fructose corn syrup in there, sauces, condiments, a lot of that kind of stuff. Things that it helps with freezing points and melting points and boiling points. So it's going to be harder to get takeaway than we thought.
All right. The
bottom line.
All right.
Bam, we'll
ran out
keep
of time.
Our eye on that.
All
We're
right,
out
Bam.
Of time, but you have a good week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys.
All right.
See
Bam Yonke.
Yep.
Midwest Food and Farm Reports next, and then we're back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy for a Monday morning.
Dumb all the time. This is 92.7 WNDX. Oh, my God. I tell you, man, it just gets dumber and dumber.
Good morning.
Never knew that movie would actually, mean something in real life.
Right. It is 6:36. It's a cold start this morning. We're around 10 degrees, highs in the mid-20s today. And maybe some more snow on the way for later this afternoon. Another inch or so.
Great.
Yeah. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to check in with our friend Steve Cochran from Chicago. He's a radio personality and podcaster there. Find out the latest in Chi-Town. And also in our 7 o'clock hour, we start up our grown-up gift list text to win contest. And we'll tell you more about that as it goes along. Mm-hmm. But we've got a great daily prize of $200 cash and then some grand prizes. We'll tell you more about that in a little while here.
All right. Okay. I'm just kind of nice having about 4 days off.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never mentioned it. I mean, after yesterday, kind of negated everything that all the relaxation that took place before that.
Yeah. You know, I went to my sister's on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the snow started, on Friday or what? I don't care.
Did you stay there or did
you
come back?
No.
Oh, okay.
I love my sister, love the family, love everybody. There's a lot of love around.
He's gonna go off.
I'm not gonna stay there. No. I had a long talk with her yesterday, but it was good. But
okay, good. Buried the hatchet on McCartney.
it was very good. Anyway, what was my point? I don't remember.
Doesn't matter either. Let's just go to the phones.
Yes,
we've got Charles on the line. Charles, thanks for winning.
Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. So about a month ago, we purchased a two-stage Eagle battery-operated snowblower. And as much as I hated to see the snow, it worked perfect. Oh. I had not a single issue with it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
What kind was that again?
No, let me ask you. It's Eagle. An Eagle, yeah. And it's okay. It's a battery-operated snowblower. And
yep,
I was stage. Surprised. I mean, it's, yeah, a two-stage, and that is something that I didn't think could handle heavy snow and move along well and last very long as far as the battery is concerned, and it worked for you. How long did the battery last?
It lasted, I what night did it start? Snowing, Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah, that's right, Friday night.
Yeah.
I took care of the snow. Before we went to bed, and then, man, I swear about another 5 or 6 inches dropped. And then Saturday morning, I got up yesterday morning and did my walkway, my neighbor to the right of me, my neighbor to the left of me walkway, and then our driveway.
Nice.
Do you have like two batteries just in case one kind of wears out
It comes with two batteries,
Okay.
So we got it when Amazon had their Black Friday sale. Was it November or something? I think we paid like $1,200 and something for it, and it came with two batteries.
And it handled the wet snow.
It handled, I kid you guys not, because I said I got to get rid of having to deal with.
Here I go. I'm going to buy a battery.
He's going to go get a new one.
I sold him, Charles. When I looked it up, it said that Eagle two-stage was the best one to deal with snow.
Man. Thank you. I completely spaced out, Charles. Using a battery-operated snowblower. I thought it wouldn't last. But, wow, that is fantastic to hear, Charles.
Charles endorses that one, so away you go.
Well, I have an Ego lawnmower and a leaf blower.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's your next big purchase. Lynn from Golden Valley, Minnesota. Yes.
Yep.
It says, look at some of the best snowblower reviews. Heavier weight helps the self-drive wheels. Make sure you have a spare shear. Spare shear pins.
Yeah.
That's advice from Minnesota.
I blew a shear pin yesterday.
From Lynn in Golden Valley.
That really made me angry.
Really? Yeah.
You know, it started Friday night, and then I did. I went out Saturday afternoon and did half of the snow that would eventually fall.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we cleaned up the other half that came down. And I blew a shear pin on that front impeller.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, but you know what? That's it. You know, Charles, you sold me in an Ego.
Time to go shopping again.
Yeah. All right. Can't wait.
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe you're gonna need it this winter. Maybe you should get it right away because there'll be a lot more snow. You know, it's only December 1st.
Well, the cool thing about anything battery operated is you don't need the oil. And you don't need the gasoline.
Right.
Now, maybe it needs oil. I doubt it, though.
You don't think it needs oil?
I don't think it needs... I don't use oil in my EV, so...
Really?
And, you know, I got it stuck in snow drive now.
You can drive... The space car?
Yeah. You can set it in eco, normal, and then, you know, sports car. And then you keep it pressed. You press the lever down in one of those modes, and it goes into snow mode, which uses all four tires. It's all-wheel drive.
Nice.
And I couldn't get it out of that because the roads are pretty clear. And I thought, well, I don't need this on now because it uses more energy. And I couldn't get it off.
Oh, no.
Now I have to go through the manual. I'm going to become a professional on electric vehicles. I tell you, I swear. God.
Doesn't have a clutch, huh? You can't just push the clutch and shift the gears.
No,
huh?
You can't really do
doesn't
that.
Doesn't work like that. Not with an EV. That doesn't make any sense.
But it's so nice. Oh, man, did that heat up fast.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It kind of blew my mind a little bit there. But anyway, it's a fantastic vehicle if you have a chance to get an EV, you know?
Okay.
Although, you know, in the cold weather, they don't have as much distance. You can't go as far. The batteries don't operate as well in cold weather.
But luckily, you have your charger all set up, so it really doesn't matter, right? You've got a charger at home.
Yep.
Just charge it right
finally,
up.
Yes, I know. It was a miracle. I finally got a charger put in at home. So there you go.
It's all good.
You know, you live out in Golden Valley. I did some work out in Minnesota, and I think it's Golden Valley where they have all this string of lakes and beautiful homes along the lakes, and I'm not quite sure if that, do they call it Apple Valley in that area? I'm not quite sure, but
I don't know where we're looking it up right now, John.
But I did a lot of work out there, and it was just great, just fantastic. There were a few brew pubs out there, but other than that, it was mostly chain restaurants. So, anyway, just thought I'd ask Lynn if you could just fill me in.
it's west of Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I was west and south. So, yeah. All right. Just a question. That's all.
All right.
I'm sure everybody in Madison cares about that. Anyway, hey, let's get to Idiocracy.
Let's do that. Yes.
We oftentimes talk about universal health care and how we need it so much now than ever before.
Right.
I have a cut, and this is cut 246, and I believe it is from from October. All right, you got it? Let's listen to Dr. Steph Woolhandler.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what's his
Steffi
name?
Steffi Woolhandler. From
Woolhandler?
And they appeared on Democracy Now! Let's listen to this.
Great.
So, you know, how can you argue against something like that, right?
Right.
I mean, all the proof is there to say that this is the best system to have, and we resist it because the Republicans have this thing in their head like government should be small. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the government should be small. The people run the government. We say we want universal health care insurance run by the government.
Hmm.
Done. Okay.
Just do it.
Let's do it.
Come on.
All right. Now, we've been talking about data centers an awful lot here in Wisconsin, one outside of DeForest and all over other parts of Wisconsin, because now they're using AI data centers and they want to build those in. And, you know, energy, of course, consumption will go up and raise the bills of everybody around these data centers, unless the data centers themselves spend the money, the extra money, in order to produce that energy, which is a huge thing. To attract them, to give them a deal, mm-hmm. we would probably relent on that. No, we shouldn't relent on that because everybody pays the bill. Anyway, from the lever, as I say it, it's the lever. They have a lot of great stories. This story came from them. If you didn't know what the hell all these data centers did and why in the last few months the push has been on, well, let's listen to this cut. Yeah, that's it right there. And you'll also should be interested in knowing officials are signing tech companies' non-disclosure agreements, blocking the government from telling the public details about these projects. So we're kind of screwed as far as I know. You know, I don't trust these data centers now if we can't find out about them. And there's non-disclosure agreements.
That doesn't seem right NDAs. Or legal.
I know. It shouldn't be like that at all.
No.
What the hell? And that's why we don't know. All of a sudden, they cropped up. I mean,
yes.
The Trump administration has been in power for like 10 months.
Right.
And we've got data centers going in all over the damn place because the billionaires control what's going on in this country now.
Yes.
And they are the tech giants.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell, right? And they're surveilling us. They're checking out how we drive, where we drive, and how often we drive. They're surveilling our phones, everything that we do on the internet. I'm done.
Okay. Well, don't be completely done because we have another hour of the show.
Oh, yes. I'll stick around.
Stick around for a while. It is 6:48, and we're coming back with more Idiocracy on John and Gordy for a Monday morning. Stay right there.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Got a swing right here at 92.7.
It is 6:52. It's a cold start this morning. Cloudy skies for this December 1st, and it's going to stay pretty cloudy through the day. Maybe more snow on the way this afternoon, an inch or so, and highs in the mid-20s. Right now, 10 degrees here, and it's got no wind chill today.
No.
Yeah. Back to the snowblower thing, John. Linda from Middleton said 80-volt lithium battery snowblower. No problems.
Yep.
80-volt.
It's probably that's probably what's in the ego, I would assume, something like that. Yeah. And Lynn out in Golden Valley, Minnesota, actually clarified, Wayzata or Excelsior, I actually worked in that area with the U.S. Census Bureau, now run by Howard Lutnick.
Get in here!
I couldn't imagine myself working for that guy.
We haven't heard about Lutnick lately.
He's going underground. He just stands behind Trump now. You know, just nodding.
Yes.
But, I was thinking of, and I just looked at a map here. It was Apple Valley, but it was west of Apple Valley around, around the lakes in that area. So that's another part of Minnesota that I worked at. But she's talking about west of Minneapolis.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
It's a beautiful area.
Straighten that out. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. They have all these tiny little lakes all over and these peninsulas between them. And it was just a wow. I'm just like, this is gorgeous, gorgeous place. And amazingly, everybody's home. Because I just kept doing interviews after interview after interview. Really? Normally, you don't get anybody home, and you stand at the door and leave an envelope or something. But everybody was home.
Yeah,
I'm
sure you miss your days as a census taker. Right?
I do actually. It was really interesting. As I think back on it now.
Oh yeah.
But seeing people's homes, sometimes being invited in and sitting around, right. And everybody apologizes for the mess in their home. We have the same kind of thing, But I realized as I was doing these things that people kind of get used to living the lifestyle they live.
Sure,
they have lower expectation levels. They didn't get everything they wanted. They can't save up money because they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Right,
and so we settle in. We accept what we have, and that's what I kind of heard today on the radio about Black Friday. Everybody spent a lot of money. You wouldn't know that the prices are higher and that people are spending more money on higher priced gifts. Mm. And the other part of it is, I think 9 or 10% of the people who did buy on Black Friday and on the weekend borrowed money. They put it on time installments. If you've looked at these websites, they often offer up time installments. Mm. So when people are spending more money, they're used to what they have, and even though times are even tougher now, they're still spending the same amount of money in going into debt doing it.
Well, today is Cyber Monday today, it's all the deals.
It's always cyber this, cyber that. Yeah.
And tomorrow we have Giving Tuesday, and we'll tell you more about plans for that coming up.
All right.
Yes.
All right, and then we have Matt says the Capitals want profit. Oh, yeah. Capitalists want profit for the consumer to face the decision between paying for medical bills to ease the pain or live longer and go into debt, or don't pay and live in pain or die. Yeah. Who could choose the latter?
Right.
I mean, it really is something else,
No good choices.
Yeah. If we had universal health care, none of this would matter. And by the way, it would put large businesses on an equal level playing field as the small businesses, because they offer the health care. Small businesses can't normally, so puts everybody on equal footing.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I kind of messed that up. I'm not good at old cliche sayings. I used to say, and I always thought this was true. Walking on egg cartons.
No, it's walking on eggshells.
I know, but I always thought cartons would be
easier to walk.
Easier
on?
To walk.
Or, I don't know.
I really messed that up badly. I did.
It's walking on eggshells.
It is. All right, we got a whole half hour coming up next hour before we have our guest. But we'll get to all the latest news, all the stuff that we've accumulated over the four-day weekend.
That's right. And we're also going to start up our grown-up giftless text-to-win contest. It's a multi-state contest, and every day we're going to be giving away $200 cash prize to some lucky winners out there. And we've got some great grand prizes, like a brand-new snowblower.
Yay!
There's one. Sorry, John, you cannot. You're not eligible to win that. A stainless steel cookware set or portable air conditioner. I'll tell you more about that. But, yeah, our text-to-win contest starts up in just a few minutes throughout the network. So tune in, and who knows? You could be a winner.
Martin out in Verona has a tip. I spray the entire interior of my snowblower with WD-40.
Oh.
To keep that wet snow from sticking.
Well, that's a good idea.
Cooking spray also works. Yeah. Cooking and snow blowing with Pam can be fun.
Well, thank you, Martin. Well, thanks, Martin. Verona.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It
Why don't
is.
You try that out?
Well, I could. I just might. Damn it.
Well, maybe you want to. Pam cooking spray or WD-40 or maybe both.
I even have spray containers that have oil in it. You can spray oil without all the pressurized gas inside those cans. So
really?
Yeah. Oh,
do tell.
I could. Just ask John. I've got all that stuff. I have workarounds for everything.
Well, you'll have to give those all a try here. We're expecting a little bit more snow, not only later today, but maybe tomorrow into Wednesday.
Can't wait.
Winter has arrived. Okay, we're coming back after the news, and we'll start up the Text to Win contest, the grown-up gift list contest right around the corner. And our special guest from Chicago, Steve Cochran, will join us a little bit later on in the hour. It's all coming up on John and Gordy on this Monday morning on WMDX.
Yes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.